Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Chef's Meal, where we talk about whatever and never and everything else in between. Now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Chef's Meal. My name is Casey.
My name is Sean, and we're two chefs talking about our lives, one finished plate at a time.
Now we're talking about whatever and ever.
And everything in between.
Sean, Christmas week coming up. How are the holiday pangs going on your end? It's like literally a week away.
Yeah. I mean, the tree is set up.
Did you guys put up the tree? Nice.
Papa Amazon is slowly delivering gifts around the country on our behalf. I think we're set up for success.
Nice. We still haven't had the tree yet. Caitlin doesn't want to put it up. I think I'll put it up next week. We'll see how it is.
I mean, you got to do like we did and just never take it down.
Did you never take it down? Is that what it is? It's just up?
Yeah, because like, I don't know, you know, obviously, we set it up last year for, you know, for Christmas. And then when the holidays were over, we kind of moved things into the, she shed. So we got like, you know, the plastic tree with the lights already like, you know, set up as a part of it. And I meant to take it apart and then put it inside the box and put it away for storage. But then, yeah.
Never go around COVID. To it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and then we were rearranging this space. And at some point, I was just like, well, might as well just, it's out the way, you know?
That's true. Hey, if it's out the way. I wish I could bring it up. It would be like here-ish in the back or soon. We'll see how it is in a couple of weeks. Well, not next, but definitely by next week, I'm gonna have it up. Even if Caitlin doesn't want to, I know because she gets all happy about it. But work is kicking her ass right now, as you know, because of COVID. Triple the amount of cases in and out. She was like, it's almost as bad as last time, but she's not in the same floor where. I don't want to get into details, but let's just say she's not engaging in that aspect, but she's engaging more in a surgical aspect. So there's a lot of other things that she's doing instead of the prior. But Sean, I wanted to update you. So apparently they made stockings for us at the country club.
Oh, wow.
So this is interesting. Here's a devil's advocate for you. Do you think that these rich people will drop some serious dough on those stockings? Because I think they're going to get split.
I think so. I think, you know, obviously not having ever worked in that capacity, I would assume that the holiday tips would be pretty nice. They'll take care of you guys.
I mean, this is the first time I have no idea. And there's my name is on that wall, which is fairly weird. The stockings are out. I'm hoping for $20. I'm good for $20. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I think that's pretty conservative. Let me ask you this. How many stockings are up?
I think 12, I think, across all the board.
Okay. I'm going to say you probably could do better than that.
Yeah.
I think so.
All I'm saying is like
I would assume
$20 will give me like a good week and a half of gas. So that's like a win-win.
Hey, shout out to gas money.
You know what I mean? That's $20 goes a long way, especially I think I'm the farthest one that travels. Actually, no, false. Two of the other managers are about half an hour away. And then Chef is a little closer to me, but he lives in Teaneck. But yeah, okay, man.
Shout out to Teaneck.
There's stockings, some crazy things. And then my final update for you, Sean, 27 orders total yesterday. It was let's just say bananas. I don't have space. This little table behind me where all the orders were chilling, waiting, and I was texting, hey, literally let me know 10 minutes before you get here. I want to fire this as fresh as possible because it's steamed item except for the lechon. That one can, you know, that will hold. And then the lumpia as well is fried, so that's not a big deal. But the steamed items, like you want it to be as fresh as possible. So I want to be like, hey, just let me know, please. I don't want you to like have it, and by the time you get home, it's It's like yeah, it yeah. fell through.
You wanted to travel well.
Mm-hmm. I did find out that because I'm using not styrofoam, but like it's half biodegradable. They already broke down plastic, so it's biodegradable, and then it's half paper, so it's half of that. It's fairly cheap, but the food items inside, even though it's wax lined, the food still stick, especially the dumplings. So I had to put like a liner, and then I put a little coconut oil spray. That seems to help, but still, I kind of want to have to go plastic. So I went ahead and purchased a case of the plastic containers. They're the typical, like if you were in an Asian spot and you order like dumplings to go, like that black plastic, same exact thing. I went to Restaurant Depot. I got it for, I think, $50 for 150 pieces with lids.
Not bad.
That's not bad. So that's what I'm gonna do after I go through these. But yeah, man, it was an experience. I don't have space. I know how to execute it, but I don't have because you know if you were in a restaurant, literally within arm's reach, we have everything. And then drop fire, you add the stuff in. This one, I'm like, I had to pre-fill all the ramekins of the sauces first, right? Mm-hmm. Put those away. Put those containers away so I have space. I even used my sink space for some of my bowls to get ready. I had quart containers. I sent you my little mise en place there. That's half of it.
Yeah.
That's from the kitchen that way. You didn't see what's back that way. That was chilling. But the most difficult part of the execution was when the items were cooked, I had to walk to my little table, which is about, I don't know, like 5 feet away from the stove, which made it, not inefficient, but I didn't want to have to do that, but I couldn't. I didn't have space. All my burners were taken over, so did what I had to do. Still on damn time, which is bravo to everybody that came in. But so far, everybody loved it. Not a big deal.
Hey.
I was like, I don't care if it's bad.
Like a mini speed rack.
Just so it's chilling, yeah. So you can stay. But the full branding is up. We got stickers and everything. However, and the final one for you, I made an app, Sean. Not really made.
Hey.
It was already done. I just kind of rewrote the stuff that's in it, and it's free and published. So that was like a cool thing that I found out. Apparently you can make apps in Google that's already prefabbed. They just add your stuff to it for your personal use. If you want to make it, for a business, you have to pay, I think it was $25 a month. But for it to just be free and active and you can see the stuff in it, which is what I wanted, oh man, I couldn't beat it. It was amazing. Link in bio, FYI. Oh my goodness. Sean, yeah, are we ready?
Very, very cool to see the iterative process.
It wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
I'll send you the stuff because I think it's something that I think a lot more people should be doing. It's not like I was writing code, but I was kind of looking for code to make the stuff that I wanted if they didn't have it, you know? But it's still, I wanted to not do so much stuff because my brain was like, it was getting fried already. It was a lot of jargon that I had no idea what was happening. So yeah, made it happen, made it work. Right now, it's not bad. When I fully become an LLC per se, then we'll make it official. But for the time being, just that for now. Sean, are we ready for you for Tech Tuesday?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's get this stuff going. Hopefully, it doesn't. I just said it doesn't bug out and it bugged out. Hold, please. There we go.
Sean's Tech Tuesday. Sean's Tech Tuesday
on an actual Tuesday.
On an actual Tuesday.
December 15th. Sean, what you got for us?
Sure. So here's some of the biggest stories in tech from the week prior. Elon Musk, SpaceX, was awarded $885 million to help provide internet access to some underserved parts of rural America.
Wait, like his own internet? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so they have a company called SpaceX and a technology called Starlink that's going to provide a satellite-based internet service provider to cover a significant portion of the United States. And primarily, you know, they were given a significant money from the U.S. government to, you know, help some underserved parts of the country. So I know you and I happen to live in the Northeast. You know, I live in New York. You're right outside of New York. So, you know, when it comes to internet infrastructure, I mean, we pretty much got some of the best of the best in the country. I mean, not the best, but some of the best of the best. Like, penetration is good. You know, you got competition, you know, even using things like satellite and cellular-based internet options are real and viable. But, you know, that's not necessarily the case when you live in suburban and, you know, more rural parts of the country.
Got it.
Do you know what the baseline requirement for internet or rather high-speed internet access is in the United States?
Like to purchase the subscription for it?
Well, no, not necessarily to purchase it, but like what speeds are required to just hit that minimum threshold. So, yeah.
2 gigabits.
No. Yeah, man, if it was 2 gigabits, then definitely we would not be using high-speed internet access right now. So to qualify as high-speed internet, you need to be hitting 25 megabits per second down and have an upload speed of 3 megabits per second up.
I overshot that by a lot.
By a lot. I mean, you know, those numbers, you know, they'll get the job done, but, you know, that's significantly slower than even like cell phone speeds typically are, you know, at least where you happen to be. And I can definitely tell you, you know, from living in rural Pennsylvania for a little while, like I would have killed to have those speeds available to me. So, I mean, it's pretty cool that, you know, they were awarded this money to kind of get things done. HughesNet also received, they received $1.3 million to kind of expand their services in Rhode Island. It's pretty cool to see, you know, Elon, you know, setting up, you know, other businesses beyond Tesla to, you know, provide a better digital infrastructure for the United States.
Now, a question for you. What exactly is he doing with the SpaceX side of it? Is he launching like satellites up into the air for those parts specifically?
So they've been using SpaceX to, you know, launch commercial satellites, you know, for smaller companies. They can kind of piggyback on his rockets to get their satellites up there, as opposed to trying to figure out how to launch them on their own, or, you know, with NASA not being at the same strength that they were in years past, kind of making trips up with booster rockets or the shuttles there, or turning to, you know, other nations and launching, you know, commercial products with them.
Wow. I didn't even realize that. That's pretty cool then of him. That's pretty nice. Talk about that that Tesla style is going to go up again.
Shout out to Starlink.
Shout out SpaceX. To Starlink.
All right. Also in Tech Tuesday news, Cloudflare and Apple, they designed a new privacy-friendly internet protocol. So Cloudflare and Apple say they've developed a new internet protocol that's supposed to shore up one of the biggest holes in internet privacy that many folks just don't know even exist. So it's called Oblivious DNS over HTTPS, or ODOH for short. And okay. this new protocol makes it significantly difficult for your internet service providers to know which websites you visit. Which is good. You know, not to say that people are doing duplicitous stuff, mm-hmm. but you know, I really don't think that the average person understands how much of their data, their traffic, and their internet history is, you know, being
recorded,
accessed, and you know, monetized. And you know, an extra layer of anonymity is going to be better for everyone.
Now, let me ask you, is this in the same likeness as a VPN? Because that's kind of technically the same ish.
No, I mean, yes, it's similar. Like, I mean, a VPN kind of obscures, you know, your internet traffic by kind of mm-hmm. bouncing, you know, like adding some more hops between where you're sending it from and where it's going to go to and then return. Mm-hmm. What these engineers are saying is, like, you know, while it does add some, you know, an extra hop or two, like the latency is pretty negligible. Like, I don't know if you've ever used a VPN in the past.
I do.
Like, it works, but it's a slower experience. You know, shout out to, you know, trying to watch some video that isn't, you know, provided in your particular country, you mm-hmm. know, and using a VPN for that. But yeah, you know, there's some inherent latency, but
you can see on my screen right now, I use Bitdefender VPN. Mm-hmm. I'm subscribed VPN. To Bitdefender. Mm. It's not bad. It's like literally a VPN.
Yeah. And then my last story is about expensive ass headphones.
Are we talking about
the one we are talking launched? About the AirPods Max.
Oh my
God. So this is Apple's newest over the ear headphone. That is, you know, based in the technologies that are currently in the AirPods Pro, but obviously it's using an over-the-air design. It has really simple setup and connections, active noise cancellation, transparency mode to kind of take the sound from the outside world and then pipe them into your ears along with whatever you're listening to. So, you know.
Just so you can listen a little
make
bit.
Make it safer to kind of walk about with your active noise canceling headphones. Ooh. Yeah, they're going to be releasing them in a variety of different colors, as Apple tends to do. But these bad boys, when they release, are going to retail for $550.
Oh, come on now. Is it worth it? Okay, let me ask you this.
Not having listened to, you know, anything through these headphones myself, I feel mm-hmm. like it's a bit of, you know, you're paying a bit of Apple tax on top.
Now, since I know you have several headphones yourself, I have two of my own. I have the I have AKGs and then these little bad boys here, and these for me are top of the line that don't break your bank because I want them as flat as possible, meaning the response and everything is just flat. So you can hear mm-hmm. everything at a normal level, not, you know, heightened bass or scooped out highs and mids to make your experience a little better. I want everything to be right there and flat. But this is from a musical standpoint when we're in a studio, so we can hear all the little discrepancies so we can kind of fix it. But for you and I's purpose when we do podcasts, I don't care for it. These are just headphones. But when I do listen to my music and writing stuff, these work out just phenomenal because that's the exact response that I want. Do you think these, being an Apple kind of thing, are going to be doing that for $540? Granted, we don't have it. We can't really test it. But I wouldn't shell out that amount of money for headphones. I don't know about you.
Honestly, it really just comes down to your lifestyle and what you're going to prioritize. I mean, yeah, personally, when I'm using headphones and I'm listening for the best sound quality, I'm probably either using a pair of like Shure in-ear monitors like I'm using right now and a USB DAC or a headphone amp Or I'm using, like you said, some balanced headphones. And I don't know if you see, I use my AKG Quincy Jones sets. Those are not, they're not closed off, but they have really, really good response.
They do.
So, you know, like the sound quality is like clear, but I'm also not like those headphones would be terrible to be walking around in because they let in too much exterior noise.
They do.
Like they're great for a quiet setting, you know, and when they're driven by like, you know, some really good amplification, but they're not best for every use. So, I mean, I could definitely say the synergy with Apple products, if you're already using other Apple products, it's probably going to put these over the top for most consumers. And, you know, from what I understand of their active noise canceling tech, it kind of rivals what Bose has got out there. So, and, you know, and those Bose headsets you can generally find right now for about $380 to $300 if they're on like significant discount. So I guess your question is like, do I think they're worth it? Not to me, but yeah, maybe to someone. You know, I think part of buying Apple products and it's the way they're marketed is like letting other people know that you're using Apple products. Like, you know, the even though these are over the air headphones, they do have a very unique look. And you know, just as the, you know, your standard white ear pods do as well, right? Like when someone sees that you're wearing them, they know what you bought.
It's an Apple product.
And I think the price premium for these headphones over competing tech is that's probably worth it to their general consumer. I mean, I'm curious. It'll be interesting to hear, you know, what the audiophile community says of you know, all the different technologies that they have in these earphones. But personally for me, when, like I said, when I'm using a headphone, I kind of want to like sit in place. You know, I don't want to necessarily lose any precision with the audio due to, you know, the conversion that's happening over Bluetooth. You know, it's like you kind of as good as these headphones can be, you know, you're going to be losing a bit of clarity here and there in the process. And generally, like I said, when I'm using headphones, that's not what I'm trying to do. So
what you're saying is it's just a big ass flex.
Yes, but I do also, you know, believe that, you know, there is going to be, these are going to be decent quality headphones in, you know, relative to their competition with a bit of a price premium for the flex.
Bit of a price premium, lot of a price premium.
Yeah.
That's insane. I mean, okay, I shouldn't really talk, but we have $700 earphones at the studio, and that's what we typically use, like these crazy cans that, you know, give you the superior detail that when you're singing, you're like, oh shit, I feel like the room, but that's for a different purpose. You know, that's for recording, not just for.
And I would still think, I mean, they're being driven in an analog way. You know, that's going to retain as much of the original, if it's you or you're the creator, or you're listening to something recorded, more of the creator's intent than these headphones are probably going to do. Again, then, you know, I'm talking out of my ass because I don't know how they're balanced. I mean, some people want, you know, their headphones to have a significantly stronger bass profile. You know, said like generally, even though I'm listening to, you know, bass heavy music, like I still want it to generally be driven, but be as flat as possible so that, you know, you're getting it as it was intended to be.
Yeah.
You know, consumed. Huh?
Thank you, but no thank you. That's how I'll... However, somebody gives it to me, I mean, who am I to say no? You know what I mean?
Sure. But, again, I'm sure there's going to be quite a few people that are receiving these as holiday gifts and gifts into the, you know, into the next year that'll be very, very happy with, you know, with their audio experience.
Holiday gifts. Are you serious? If anybody wants to donate, I'll give you our emails right now so y'all can... deliver to Sean and myself. We'll split it right here because, you know, the both of us are broke currently. All right. Is that our Tech Tuesday? That's not too crazy. Not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too crazy. Oh, yeah. Right, and then a strong recommendation for headphones. You know, if you still want to kick it analog, you can always get yourself a pair of Sony MDR 7506s. Oh yes. Those to me, they're relatively inexpensive. They're $100. They're $100, but they have a nice balanced sound. And should you happen to lose them, you can replace them. But yeah,
super freaking flat. These are like industry standards. Still is being used in the in studios. These and the old AKGs, but they have like crazy premium drivers that make everything pretty damn flat, and it's just so nice.
I had a pair of those so long that like the glue that was holding the padding was like falling off.
Hey, that's how you know it's good, man.
But they sounded amazing. And you know, I know for a lot of the devices that we use with the headphones are obviously moving away from being wired and being more wireless, but I definitely wholeheartedly recommend those headphones for most applications.
Oh, definitely. No, those are, like I said, those are pretty legendary all in themselves. Hold on. Okay. Are we good for Tech Tuesday?
Yeah, that's for Tech Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. Sean, so I downloaded the prepaid package for Cyberpunk 2077. That's another story altogether. It should be out this week that we're talking about it. For viewing, so I'll let you know that experience when
I'm curious.
I did it for PC because my PC is what I have right now. I don't have the PS5 yet. We're gonna go, I don't think next year, we'll see how it goes. Maybe mid January or maybe February. I'm not crazy on getting it right now. I'm paying a premium, just to work out the bugs still. However, I can play with my PC and my, you know, we beefed it up pretty good. However, Sean, I want to give this to you. Here's another thing for. Here is our meme review, Sean, of the day. I know I worked on it. It's pretty good today. but when you're 86 something, but then find the backup. Now, Sean and I are looking at my screen, and he can see everything that's transpiring. We are live when we do this. And I forgot to totally say that at the beginning of the podcast. However, I don't know what puppet this is. Sean, can you help me out? Where was this?
It's, you know what's funny? Like, I've seen that meme for years, and I don't even know where that puppet is from.
I have no idea. I don't want to say it's from, like, Sesame Street, but it's, like, the brown puppet.
Nah, it's definitely not Sesame Street.
Sketchy, you know? But this has happened quite a few times. Like, oh, by the way, there's still, like, two more pieces. Sean, this is for you. Add 1 cup of water to fry oil to speed up the cooking time.
Yeah.
ladies and gentlemen, this is what you should do to your cooking. When you're cooking with hot oil, just add a cup of water. Just go for it. It'll cook it real fast.
In fact, never do that.
Please don't take that seriously. That is the worst thing you can do on hot oil. Moving on. So this is a little dark. But Sean and I will get this because we are both management. So there's 4 little slides. Bob won't be working with us anymore. And that's the management speaking, talking to 2 employees. And then the next slide is both of them looking at Bob's responsibilities, Bob's salary. Next slide. This is for you and you giving Bob's responsibilities to the workers. And then the manager goes, have a great day, folks, taking Bob's salary with him. Everybody kind of pissed off. We've all been there. This is kind of a shout out this is a management joke. So if you know, if not, I mean, you still get it. You would get that, you know, if you saw it.
Yeah. I feel like that concept is, unfortunately universal.
It is. It's pretty sad. This hits straight to the bone for me. I want to 86 myself. Some points we do feel like this. I think this is flour.
I hope that's flour.
Imagine if that's salt. Hey, we've all been there. But this looks like flour. 86 and something in a restaurant means we ran out of it. or if you just get pissed off, you just say 86, just 86, that we're not serving anymore. It's a universal term. This image is for the working class only. Sean, explain this to me.
Because you and I. Okay, so it is a cell phone inside of a inside of a pan, and pretty much that's like the kitchen Bluetooth speaker.
Yes, this is our standard before Bluetooth speakers were all about. You stick your phone, the speaker side in, so it reflects the sound up so you can kind of hear it. And always Spanish music, because no kitchen is complete without Spanish music.
Hey, man.
Sean, this is, I don't know how to explain this to you. However, it's just a sight to behold. Let's just say I want to leave our listeners that's just on the listening side to kind of feel this. We're going to try to actually, it's just a really dirty wall and a dirty.
Oh, yeah. It's
a really dirty kitchen.
It is terrible. It's clearly. There was a fryer or something in front of that, and no one has ever cleaned behind it.
Yeah, so, that's negligence, like, right there. That's disgusting.
A set from one of the Saw movies.
This is gross. Just a little bit of degreaser. We'll get this and some elbow grease, but you need to clean the kitchen. This is the entire purpose of this.
That's pretty terrible.
Oh, you have a 40-hour work week? I remember my first part-time job. It's kind of funny, but kind of not funny. It's not that we all should pride in working over extra, but it is known in the kitchen industry that we all, pretty much all the cooks, sometimes even the managers, have two or even three jobs working to make ends meet. But I forget what movie this is or a show. Where this guy is from.
It's Don Draper from Mad Men.
From Mad Men. That's what it is. Thank you. See, you're more cultured than I am. I don't watch movies. When you just paid $75 for $20 worth of food on DoorDash and your whole meal is cold and nasty, it's a picture of, I want to say this is from SpongeBob.
Yeah, definitely. It looks like definitely the set like from SpongeBob. Yeah, that looks like a Krabby Patty in his hand.
No, hey, DoorDash, we love you. I'm just saying it takes forever currently right now because of the pandemic. This one hits to the funny bone. Sink broke, so we had to think on our feet.
Wow.
This is pretty genius. Sean, explain to me what we're saying.
All righty. So the sink is clearly broken, so they have fashioned another sink using a giant plastic Rubbermaid garbage can and a green sheet tray. That's what's going on there. I don't know what like I can't tell from the picture what is attached to the faucet there. Is it?
I think it's it looks like a sock. Not really.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I was like, it looks like a sock, and I don't know what filtering it's supposed to be doing.
But they needed to get water into a bucket. I think that's the purpose, to splash the floor and clean. Which they should have got these workers to clean that little fryer from the two pictures before. That was disgusting. But yeah, that is the entire of mean meme review show. Not too crazy, not too much today, right? But right into some Monshishu news. Sean, I went ahead to, oh my god, it did its thing again. It's a remix. Okay, we're just going to quit that program for the time being. But I was going to say that I was at Aldi this morning because I went to the gym. And there were like sad faces in there today. Just Sean, usually, like, I know. Usually they're like pretty uppy, but today they were kind of down. But I did tell them they owe me the money. So the 14 most genius order.
Can I pick up my check?
At Chipotle, order a bowl, double everything, and get tortillas on the side. I think this is a known fact, but I think they picked up on us now and they will charge you. But before, if you ask for a split, like can I get half chicken, half beef, they would sometimes literally put like in the full order on each and only charge you the split price. But now, you know, thanks to the internet, the word is out. But I'm still waiting for that. Was it the barbecue bowl, right? That they're going to come out with?
Yeah.
Yo, that's going to be fire. The instant, you need to know about the Instant Pot 555 method. If you don't have an Instant Pot, this is one of my favorite kitchen equipments ever that you can have in your home. However, there was a recall that we did a couple episodes prior. So just check the link, and we have, you know, the bin numbers for that. But if you bought it sometime this year, I think you're okay. But it was just from like a small, like 7 month period from 2018-2019. But hard boiled eggs should only take you about 5 minutes in the Instant Pot. So, you know, quick little hacks. You can find these on YouTube. A couple more things. 13 of Gordon Ramsay's most intense insults. This man is a legend. I just kind of want to go through this really quickly. The most famous one. Sean, have you ever watched his show? The, not Hell's Kitchen, the other one. The, is it Hotel Hell? The other one. The one that he went through like other places to like fix it. It's something Hell something.
Kitchen Nightmares, not Hell's Kitchen.
Is it Kitchen Nightmares? I think it's Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah, I think it's Kitchen Nightmares.
Hell's Kitchen is his main one that he shouts at the other chefs. I remember this episode. I was actually watching it, but the best one, he goes, puts 2 pieces of bread on this lady's face. It's like, what are you? She's like, a sandwich. He goes, you're an idiot sandwich. Ugh, so classic, man. Saying grace and asking the powers of B to help you not throw up. That might be the most backhanded insult. And we're here for it like a prayer. Move it, Grandpa. He was talking. I think it was another Kitchen Nightmares episode. But my favorite one, though, from his Hell's Kitchen one, he points at everybody and just says, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off out of my kitchen because they can't perform. I don't want to say that he's negative towards the staff. But, I mean, you and I talked about this, about, you know, that kind of attitude. But I wouldn't mind it from Ramsay, though. Like, I'd be like, you know what? It's cool. I know you're doing your thing. But our final thing for today, how your favorite fast food chains are changing their hours and policies amid the coronavirus outbreak. Now, some of them are still kind of self-services out. State of New Jersey and New York. I don't know about New York, but is the 10 o'clock ban there also now?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is there now. Got it. Currently in Jersey and New York, there's a 10 p.m. ban. You cannot be anywhere out, or at least you cannot eat anymore in a restaurant at all, or to drink after 10 p.m. You need to leave the premises. But it's not that I don't support the big chains, but I'm going to say this again. The current studies, and I forget the actual number, is like at least 55% to 60% of small businesses will be gone by 2021 because of COVID, because it's such a risky business altogether. So if you know somebody that has a small business, let's go support them. Let's go buy some food from them first before we go to, you know, your Burger King's, McDonald's, your Wendy's, Chipotle, and all that. But yeah, nothing too crazy. Next week should be, or a couple more weeks should be Christmas. Let's do some recipes, Sean, for everybody else. Some holiday treats and feasts, or actually, question for you: have you ever baked for Christmas? Do you do baking?
I don't. Like, that is, you know, definitely not one of my skills. Everyone always asks me all the time, they're like, do you bake? And I'm like, I can, but yeah,
but you don't want to.
Not inviting you over to taste it.
No, but it's like, I think the reason for your season should be, I want to learn how to bake better. Oh, Sean, I made a cake today. That's how it is.
Okay.
I forgot.
You know what?
I forgot to tell
you
that.
You put the challenge down. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make it happen. Why should I, you know, leave that unfulfilled?
There you go. Just bake something for V. Don't even tell her it's gonna happen. If she listens,
I made her some cornbread the other day. She liked that, but I mean, obviously that's not.
I'm talking about tarts here, Sean. That far out there. Some financiers, maybe some creme brulee. Oh, we're going there. Or maybe some pudding. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
Maybe maybe like a tall like French cake, or like a cheesecake. You know,
and I have literally no excuse. One of my cousins gave me this amazing KitchenAid blender.
Oh my god, mixer. You have a KitchenAid.
Yeah. So there's no excuse.
Wow. Yeah, better put that to use.
Yeah.
We're waiting for pictures, Sean, next week.
Like, okay. You know what? I'll get it done.
By Christmas. We'll do the pictures. And it's more like I show yours, you show mine, kind of what we made.
Okay.
For Christmas, and then we'll roast each other on what we did for our significant other, for our families. But not too crazy. Be safe. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Be safe. Did I say be safe already? Just don't do stupid shit. Just, you know, don't touch it. Oh my god, I saw somebody again at the gym today do this to somebody, like as if they were. And I was like, what happened to the 6 foot rule? And like one of, not a manager, but like a staff was kind of walking around. And I'm like, did we not see just right there what happened to this pot? It's in the app. It's in the thing. I don't want to shout out the place that I work out at. But it says there clearly, if you violate these, you might be thrown out. Clearly, it doesn't apply to these two guys. But don't be dumb. Don't be dumb. We are the Northeast. We have like the worst percentage of cases right now. But anyway, from yours to everybody else,
peace out, internet.